No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today I'm with my guy, Jeremy Rogers. How you doing, fam?
Yeah, Jeremy Rogers. Better than ever.
I always wanted to have you on here. I can't believe it's finally happening.
Let's hear this.
I mean, you can wear them if you want. I like it. I like the rumbling in my ears from my own voice. It's sort of this like self-obsessed thing I have going.
Cool.
So you hit me up today.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, we could talk all about your career, all about all the shit that you've done in your career, of which I know about a lot.
That's pretty cool.
But let's talk about what's going on right now. You've got a little beef popping off with one of the biggest names in skateboarding.
Yeah, it's more his. He has ownership than me. But
so what's it all about, and why is it all coming to the surface right now?
Well, I run into this problem a lot, and I find I rub friction people with power. You know, usually real big people, and then if not them, a lot of times they're people's people. Like some of the biggest, and I think it's an energy exchange thing. And with Nyjah, it just built up, and these things just kept happening. And then I just decided to, like, say, transmute the energy to my benefit and just kind of air it out and let it be whatever.
So
entertainment.
Where did the grievances start? Was he fucking with you when he was, like, first turned pro when he was, like, 5 years old? Was he, like, messing with you back then, too, or when
no,
did it start?
No, there was a time when he, like, snaked me and Paul at Tampa Pro, and I'm like, come on, son, you gotta, like, get in line.
Really?
But that's nothing.
When he was super young?
Yeah, dreadhead, grab that thing. Come
right.
Here.
Okay, so when did the animosity start?
About a year ago. I only know that because I had wrote some letter to Thrasher when I was going to air him out before, because it just kept repeating, and I'm, like, not at a stage of violence or trying to take that course of action.
Right.
And it was, like, a year ago, because I seen this letter dated, and he, like, at a party at his house, which was a goddamn Project X party. It was like 1,000 people, hundreds of girls, and he told me to stop talking to, like, girls. I'm creeping them out or something, which talking to women is one of my art forms that I do very well.
Do you think that you, like, offended any girl in particular or something?
No, I think it was more like, I think honestly it comes down to more like simple, like, if I let my phone go, it falls every time, like certain laws and things. And I think that at this moment in time where he's at as a kid, he's 23, I'm fucking 33 now. I'm a grown man, and he feels maybe a little smaller when I'm in the room, you know, and there's certain things, and I've, like, taken a certain path where I've stripped myself of certain belongings and material things, which I was willing to take that course. And some, maybe when you're young and you have a lot, it can, your head can question certain things, why you question yourself, why maybe someone else doesn't.
So you think that when you're in the room, Nyjah feels a little bit of competition for, like, alpha male status?
Just, yeah, that, yes, to put it that way, simply, yeah.
Okay.
Not like he knows his trophies are sit where they sit, you know what I mean? And
I mean, it's interesting because he's kind of, like, you were kind of in the spot, sort of, that he's in right now of just being that super pro. Mm-hmm. Like, you were in that phase. Do you feel like there's, like, do you think he's sort of in a state of mind that you remember when you look at where he's at?
Yeah, I was worse, actually, I would say, like, in some ways. Like, some ways I was, like, really kind and whatever. But I also used to, like, carry guns at his age and be, like, professional and be retarded and, like, pull them out on
sunset. You think
he
carries a gun?
No.
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 He probably got a guy with a gun with him sometimes,
he's
right?
Yeah, he's got a guy with a gun.
Once in a while?
Yeah.
If I was him and I had all that money and all them tricks, I probably wouldn't want to carry a gun either. You do a tray flip, the shit falls out of your pocket, hits the ground, shoots you in the thigh.
And then if it's a revolver... And then
if he had a revolver, that would be great.
He fast forwarding, so he this night at that party, he tried to, like, put his hand on me one point in time. He does this weird move, grabs my shirt or whatever, tries to pull it down, and I, like, batted away. I'm not gonna fight you, Nyjah. And I sat down by this fucking girl, and he went to kick me in the head, and he kicked this fucking bird in the head, and she was fucking crying. And
he kicked a girl in the head by accident?
Yeah, by accident. It's his friend. Nothing's going to come of it. Sorry, he doesn't like that I air that out, but yes, that's true. He kicked this fucking bitch in the head.
By accident?
By accident, trying to kick me in the head. So he's no woman beater. Okay. I would never put anything wrong on someone.
But so has anything else happened between you
since
then?
And then between then, over the year, he just, like, just numerous occasions, he'd come up to me, try to do something in a club, and I just turn cheek policy. And then the other day at Liaison, he was, like, spending. It was after X Games, and he was, like, he told them, either he goes or I go. And they're, like, and he's like, I'm spending right now, you know? And they told me, and I'm, like, I like them. And I'm, like, you know, fucking, I'll be out. You guys get your money. Kid wants to give you his money. Take it.
Wow, but he really didn't want you around to that
level, he couldn't. My thing just went a little, there we go. It was like we couldn't be in the same room, and I seen him when I was in there, and I seen him, like, stiffen up, you know. He was, like, stiff, and right when he caught my presence, and then sure enough, when they came to get me, I already knew what it was going to be, you know, and that was a point when I was like made a decision, like, well, okay, like there's no reason to be actual violent, but or whatever, but I'm not going to let this person constrict my range of motion, you know,
right,
where I have right to be.
Well, you're kind of a consistent presence in the Hollywood club scene.
Yeah, I go out a bit.
Yeah, you've been on it for a long time. A lot of people in skateboarding got that story about how like they used to be all about going out to the clubs and now they don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like Muska, you watch him on Epically Later, he's telling that story. You're still in there.
Yeah, I'm in the mix.
You're definitely in the mix.
So yeah, I need my freedom of motion. And then I this is the end of that. But and then I'm like, what the fuck? And then it just came to me, and I did this one little video, and it went up. And then I did another video saying, fucking Nyjah challenge, and I gave him a fucking 30-day fucking, you accept in a few days, and then 30 days we'll do a fucking myathlon, and we'll call it Nyathlon if you win, where we do a three-part, we do a fucking game of skate. A battle of the wits, which is like a roast, which would be fun.
Right, not a rap battle.
No, just okay. like comedy, like wits, something. Some kind of battle of the wits.
The Joneses.
Yeah, whatever.
Where you're just sort of dissing each other back and forth.
Yeah, something. But something where it's mind-oriented. And
right.
And then the third part to our triathlon is a fucking a boxing match.
Right. Because
he kept trying to fight me anyway, so I figured I might as well have that.
So what do you think the odds are of him consenting to this arrangement?
He hasn't yet, but now that we're putting fucking gas on the flame, who knows?
Right. But okay, so let's start with the fight thing. Like I'm gonna be honest. He seems like he's in the gym. He seems he's on his peak physical condition. You, on the other hand, again, you're in the Hollywood club scene.
Got a party cough.
Yeah, I don't know that you're necessarily like, you know, in the gym or anything. You might be. You could tell me that.
No.
So in terms of sheer physicality, I feel like he might have an advantage. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, that's a layered onion. One, also, I think he's like just in a certain champion mind frame where he couldn't, his pride would be bothered too much by the loss that he would just come back relentlessly. And I would be able to be like, that's enough. You know what I mean?
I feel like he would find a way to win.
He would go no matter what, but I'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. I've seen enough.
Okay.
But also the game of skate, I figure the way it would go is the game of skate for sure. That's why I have a little month. I'll, you know, practice a little bit before then, but I have a certain trick vocabulary that is different than his. And I can beat him at the game of skate, battle of the wits. He doesn't really do too much work up here.
You don't think he's smart?
No, he's definitely smart, but he's being witty and like sharp and present is a different art form. And that's like being able to not like think about what you're going to say and be able to tune into people and energies and do
that's,
that.
That's the part of this whole thing I would like to see the most is the roast battle. Just
really?
Sort of on
that's
stage.
Cool. You're the first.
Yeah, because you know, that's the kind of thing where you really just get to see what somebody's made of.
Pour their fucking how they feel out, you know?
Yeah. And I would like to see like what his main grievances were with you. I feel like a podcast should be part of this. The grievances should be done on air. I'm here, you're here. He might have, you know, a security guard just to make sure you don't pull out a shank or something. But then we could just sort of do a podcast of, and then at the end of it, maybe we could even do an official vote, find out who won the battle of the wits.
Yeah, because that's a second. That's our two of three right there.
I think that would be dope. And then I mean, shit, you might not even have to fucking do the fight.
Boxing. The thing about the boxing thing is, I think even with me saying this, he would be, if I win the skate and then won the wits, he would be so worked up and mad by the boxing match that his sheer anger and whatever would overtake his ability to be calm and
see, I feel
calculated.
Like if he's smart, he's probably not going to want to take part in a duel unless there's like proper forms and paperwork and stuff, because you know he's got a lot of money in the bank. Like it could be an obvious lawsuit thing.
Well, we can get some paperwork.
Yeah. We could headgear? No.
Boxing gloves at least for sure.
Okay.
I don't know about headgear.
Well, again, with the game of skate, though, I mean, he's one of the top guys out of there
now. Yeah, but flat ground is different, Adam. Flat ground is your fundamentals.
Right.
Flat ground is a totally different thing.
But you don't think that he's pretty on top of that either?
He's very good, but there's still stuff I've done 10 years ago that he can't do today.
So you're going to bust out some stuff that like he's probably never even heard of.
Just like whatever. I've switched tray flip 12-stair 10 years ago. It's a certain complexity, a certain thing where he can do the trick, but whatever. That's I can but make it go 540 and 180 with it and do these other stuff that isn't really up his sleeve.
Right.
And if I chisel away that fucking iceberg for a month, I'll be prepared for this cocksucker.
I'll be ready for that. I'd like to see you like just grinding it out.
That's the first time I called him a name. I'm sorry. I don't think you're a cocksucker.
Yeah.
I actually like you.
Okay, see, that's an interesting question, though. It's like, aside from the fact that he doesn't like you, do you dislike him?
No, I approve of him. You know what I said about him? Him winning all the contests. For anyone who doesn't know, he's this guy that pretty much wins all the contests in skateboarding. I told like Paul, I told Rodriguez, this guy, Tori Pudwill, and Shane O'Neill, who are all other tops. I was like, you guys are, you're putting energy into him on a level where it's like when he goes and shows up, he just thinks I gotta not have a bad day, and they're thinking I gotta beat Nyjah, and so it's all these people with you know powerful energy receptors and funnel and use a lot of their energy, and they're pouring it into him unconsciously in those moments, thinking I gotta beat Nyjah, and I tell them that, and then I also tell Nyjah, like, you're our Mayweather, keep winning. I've told him this shit like a year ago. I totally support him and wish the best for him. He just kept bringing an energy to my doorstep that I just, in my brain, there was just, well, I guess I can use that. You're going to keep giving it to me.
What do you think he doesn't like about you?
Well, part of it is, I guess I'm going to leave this other person I was going to mention out, but there's someone like him at a certain caliber from brands that I've been dealing with for a long time, and he felt the way for a little bit, and I think it's part of it is the lifestyles that we live. We live the same lifestyle, you know, we get to do stuff that like billionaires fucking do, you know, and around babes a certain way that's like very abnormal, and I think that how hard he has to work at this moment in time to maintain and to do that stuff, something inside him, it bothers him because he knows, he sees me just fucking with my pretty much my feet up every day. I'm just kind of go with the flow right now, you know?
Right. And you think he's challenged by that? It seems like he's sort of like out there just still grinding.
Well, he is grinding, but I think it bothers him that we can then at the end of the day, we can do the same things and we live the same way. And it's kind of like, what? And then also just the pure being a man, and when you're not a man, you know, men can bother you.
But he's like probably making millions of dollars a year.
He's definitely got liquid mills. He shouldn't be worried about me at all.
But are you saying that you're making like $1 million a year, or like how are you living the same lifestyle?
Oh, just when we go out, what we do at night with the lifestyle, things that we both can go to a Grammy party. Places. We both can go to the same place. We both get to fucking, you know, do the same shit. And at this point, he lives the way I live. We don't have to really spend money to do that. It's just you're welcome to do that, you know?
Right. Well, shit. Let Jeremy Rogers party. That's all I gotta say. I've been seeing Jeremy Rogers at the clubs for a long ass time. It's good.
He has fun. Sometimes too much fun for some rooms. I got 86s all over this town.
Do you? Where?
Yeah, all of LA Tao properties right now. All of SBE.
What the fuck do you do? That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, just, you know, same thing. Just, you know, rub a person. This guy Jason Strauss from Tao felt the way about me.
Really?
Yeah.
And he just said, no, that guy's not allowed there anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what's weird, is because there's these conglomerates that own all the clubs. Yeah. So, like, if you're banned from one, you're banned from, like, 10.
I'm cool. And, like, New York, I go there. I'm cool with his partners, and I go there. But here, yeah, it just built up in his mind. And he was worried about me, like, opening weekend when he, again, shouldn't be. And, yeah, put a fucking cold 86, all L.A. Tao properties. So, all five, I'm just... Jeremy had too much fun in those rooms. Get him out.
Do you ever get sick of like going out and stuff, or is it just something you consistently just enjoy?
You go through waves. Right now I'm on a wave of working a lot, reading and doing different things, but I have a blast every time. I go out, it's fucking babes. I meet people every time. Well, I'm happily single.
Yeah. Have you been single for a while?
Yeah, for a minute, yeah. Done with the girlfriend experience. I'll maybe have a... Possibly I could have a wife and kids at some point, which sounds fun, but no more just a fighting with a human being.
You pulling in a shitload of pussy, or are you just sort of keeping it minimal? What are you doing?
I hang out with a lot more women than I sleep with at this point, because I'm not at that stage where you're like needing to take down girls to feel away.
Right.
You know, I'm in tune with the fucking wondrous, awe-inspiring creatures that they are, and I'm just present with them. And if we smash, then, you know, it's...
If we smash,
then it's usually great.
They might not be alive the next morning because it might be so powerful that it might just take them out of commission.
That's good. But I mean, I'm just not trying to force my hand running around trying to get fucking laid, you know?
Right.
Which kind of creates a paradox effect of putting more of it around you, because you're not pulling at it.
You're cooler. If you're not trying to fuck, then all of a sudden you're a little bit more hospitable to hang around for them, and then they sort of like are more down to hang out. Yeah. And then
if you do fuck, hopefully you fuck like you should fuck.
Yeah. On the roof of a car.
Yeah, on a roof or whatever.
Just any old roof.
I like public places sometimes.
Public places, fire. That's definitely something I'm into.
I did fucking 4th of July, like, over a balcony, like, and it's a fucking... house looking over the ocean. There's people here. Chanel West Coast is there and everything.
She's seeing like, what the hell? You should have been like, yo, bust a verse.
She would.
And Chanel West Coast, hard on the mic.
She's growing a lot.
Bro, Young Money, she's lit. You remember when she was she got kicked out the club? You see that video?
I didn't know. I heard about it though.
Oh my god, it's the funniest video ever. Yeah, and you know what?
She was tripping.
The funniest part about it is that she has this black dude with her, and he's got these long pink dreads, and like somebody in the audience or the crowd is just like, is that Lil Pump? Is that Lil Pump? And it doesn't look like Lil Pump at all. But she just flips out and she goes, it's not Lil Pump. Lil Pump isn't black. She's screaming at him. And I seen Pump in Miami, and I mentioned something about that. And he was like, wait, what are you talking about? I figured that he already knew about it. Because I thought about sending it to him when it happened. But then I was like, he probably already had a million people send him this. And he was just dying laughing at this dude being accused of being Lil Pump.
Lil it didn't Pump look like isn't him at black.
All. Lil Pump isn't black. And she called him Little Pump. That was the funniest shit. It's like, it's a very obvious Lil. Like, have you been in the rap game for how long, Chanel West Coast, and you don't know that it's Lil, not Little? Is she cool, though? So that's your homegirl?
I like her, yeah. She's funny. She's
you ever cool. hook up with her?
No.
Would you tell me if you did?
Probably, but maybe I wouldn't, Chanel, because it's you and you're my friend, but... Probably I would.
No, it's good to not expose her for that if you did. Yeah,
but I didn't.
Is there anybody famous you can tell me you slept with?
I don't know.
If you got like Beyonce on your list, you gotta just tell me.
No.
Okay.
No, just fucking like Insta famous hoes.
That's pretty cool though.
They're cool.
They're cool. Hey, so this new music video though that you put out that you have that's coming out on No Jumper, it's probably gonna come out the same time that this comes out. What's the idea? You're doing a bunch of coke in the video. Let's talk about it.
The record is really dope. We did it a while ago, actually, but it was just in line to do something for first. This guy Seven produced it, who produced 10 bands for Drake and some big Rihanna record. I can't remember the name right now, and other shit, a lot more. But he produced it, and then this guy I'm shooting with, he just shoots really dope stuff, and we've been creating and freestyling stuff. It wasn't really that thought out. Fucking, hey, let's do this fucking part, verse at you, like, eating a steak. And then for some reason, I thought, should I get some blow? And we knew, like, and it just happened to be funny timing with this, because some people are like, oh, you're on fucking, he's on drugs, or he's tripping, or some shit like that, which with this will come out pretty much then and look kind of funny, like.
So that is real blow in the video.
It's real blow.
That's the good shit.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? I mean, like,
it'd probably be such a pain in the ass to go get fake blow.
Yeah, if you do it, might as well do it anyways, what I mean? But it is funny, I never ate a goddamn steak and did blow before, but.
Yeah, usually those are very different parts of the night.
But it was kind of looking like it's so raw that you're like, whatever, you're savage, you do blow all day, you whatever. And we kind of thought of it like, actors do blow in movies all the time, but like, definitely skaters don't put shit out like drugs, and singers will sing about it. Weeknd will sing about it, but he might not show him doing it. But it's like, whatever. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks.
We're rappers, we got it.
And not even that, just fucking so many bitches out here do blow. Some nights I fucking party and I'll do some blow with you. Like, I know what my pyramid of is, how far I'll go or won't, and I'm in fine health.
How would you describe your relationship with cocaine?
It doesn't exist. If you have some blow, I'll do some blow with you if we're doing, if that's what we're doing right now.
You don't think you have an unhealthy relationship
with
it? No,
like, I don't buy fucking blow. I won't buy no blow.
You just sort of go to the club and it's finds
just,
its way
just
to
fucking
you.
Like how blow finds babes. It's like, and then I'm out with babes doing blow. I'm fucking, shit, I'll do some blow with a goddamn dime. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Girls do love coke. That's a fact.
They do, dude.
They really do.
You could ask a fucking bitch in a ballroom gown dress out here and she'll be like, yeah, I'll have a bump.
Yeah. You could look like fucking Danny DeVito, and if you have some fucking coke, then girls are going to kick it with you. It's like a weird, harsh reality. Yeah. Like, if I lost everything right now, but I still have enough money to buy a couple grams a night, then you could still have a fucking line of girls hanging out with you. It's just somehow it works like that. I don't like having that shit around me. But
I don't either. I just, it's around them, and I'm fucking a party with them,
Yeah.
But that just, we just thought it was just funny because we knew people would trip, and it really, to me, it means nothing. Like, I know who I am. Like, fucking, yes, I do, sometimes I do drugs, and so does everyone else. Most everyone else.
I mean, to be fair, you do seem a little bit more laid back right now than perhaps other times that I've had like late night conversations with you over the past couple of years.
Yeah, we're growing, evolving beings, right?
Facts. Yo, but you know what's crazy too, though? It's like, all right, so where exactly were you born?
Boston. Boston Medical Center, Jamaica Plains.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
What's the best trick you ever did on the Jamaica Plains rail?
I don't know, nothing really.
Thing's legendary,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
In BMX, it's a super famous rail.
Yeah, really.
Because it's like good to go up.
Mm-hmm.
People do like 540s out of it and shit.
Yeah, we don't go up.
No, not that often. No. Somebody could grind up that.
Yeah.
It'd be a mighty rail to go up.
Tori can grind up a fucking roller coaster.
Yeah, that would be a big one to go up. Yeah. Okay, so talk about like your upbringing and stuff. What was your childhood like?
It was fine, healthy. The parents moved outside the city at some point. Mm-hmm. Spent most of the days in there skating. They got divorced when I was 11. I cried then, and then I remember just probably after first Christmas, it was like, hey, we have two Christmases.
Mm.
So that was a non-issue, you know?
Yeah.
That never bothered me.
So were you skating super young?
Yeah, I started skating at 13, and then I was like catching a small check, like $350 a month from some company.
Who?
Chapman, this company Chapman.
Okay.
I'm actually doing a board independently with them right now, but here or there.
Is that the gangsters?
Gangster thing, yeah.
Gangster things. I saw that on your website earlier.
Yeah, there's this, in skateboarding, pros get $2 a board, and it's been that way forever, and it's a $50 product, and there's a way to sell a board independently and actually eat, you know, and
right.
It's totally different, and that's something I'm trying to would like to revolutionize and make it accessible for other pros who are in between or off a brand can still eat off their product, you know.
That's interesting, yeah, because it's like in the skateboarding world, like BMX got fucked up a long time ago in the sense that all the companies started selling on their own websites and cutting out the mail orders of the shops like a long time ago.
Yeah,
but you know, it's still sort of controversial or whatever. But and skateboarding has like done a much better job of like holding true
and
to
that
model of people not selling direct. But it's kind of interesting what you said, because a lot of people are, you know, a popular skateboarder, but they're maybe not in the position to have a board, and they could sell it on their own and make what, like $30 a profit instead of.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
That's good. That's right. And sometimes there's things with handling and shipping. If you wanted to do free shipping, it'd be a little less. But yeah, like virtually, I've been explaining to them, but I guess we're already airing it out and whatever, so might as well. Let's say, like, whoever, Shane O'Neill, before he quit, Skate Mental, this company Skate Mental that he was keeping the roof on, he was selling 3,000 boards a month, which from them, that's $6,000, you know?
Right.
And I told him these number breakdowns, and he was like, wait, not possible, mate. You know, at first he thought it sounded a trip, and I broke it down to him exactly how it is. And it does, it could come out to that. He could be doing like 1,000, like 3,000 a month, and do 1,000 of each graphic, like, and it's a limited whatever, and direct to consumer, and see $30 a board, and that's fucking $90,000, right?
Yeah. Well, it's for 3,000 boards?
3,000 times
30 is 90.
3,000 times 10 is 30. Yeah, so 60, 90. Yeah, $90,000. You
right.
know, that's a fucking joke that a skateboarder could be making that much off his board. And even if he was not doing that, even doing half of that, fucking $50,000.
But see, then you're kind of doing everything on your own. It would be interesting, if somebody at like the top of their career actually like tried to do that. Like, I would be interested to see if Shane O'Neill actually said, fuck it, I'm going to do my own board and sell it on this online store, like to see how crazy it would go.
And he could. Well, Paul did it once. He did a gold board. He did 500, and they sold in 2 minutes. And
right.
he got that. He took home that, you know, 20 racks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then a couple other dudes have done it. They just haven't put the system in place. I would like to put the system in place so it's easier for a skater. They can just come get a graphic, get a whatever. We handle it, and they don't. You know, they can still consciously think of a graphic, but do it that way.
Didn't you have that brand? Wasn't Selfish?
Yeah, I had a
What's going on with that?
Just on ice right now.
Okay.
Things you just like brain babies and things, and that one just we had a difference with the manufacturer, so it's just on ice. I'd like to bring it back at some point.
Nice.
But this is easy, and for me it's just whatever. I seen money like go into PayPal instantaneously that I had just created and created, boom. It like was cool, you know? And it was cool to sell a product independently. Like what?
Yeah.
It was tight.
That's tight. So what about I want to talk about a little bit about like your time as a pro. Like at what age did you really start to like travel and be a real pro, and like when did you decide to cut it off?
Fucking, I got blackout drunk in Japan at 14 years old with Chapman. So started early, and then I was like stumbling home, like falling in bushes, like, you know, could have got cut up by the Yakuza.
Oh my god, that would be lit. That would be an interesting story for you to tell.
Yeah, not if I'm fucking chopped up in pieces.
So when you were 14 or so is when you felt like you actually like started to be a real pro?
I wasn't, you're not a real pro, but I'm a pro in the sense of taxpayers' eyes. I started making a buck, I started traveling for it, you know.
Right.
And by 15 I was dropped out of school, was doing homeschool and didn't do that. But I moved out here at 15, you know,
right,
alone, and couch surfed it for the first couple of years with brands, and then you know, carried on a supreme career until 25 when I, you know, said it basically the same way that maybe like a kid goes from playing baseball to football, right, you know, with no thought of like social repercussions or concerns. Just, okay, I want to do this now, and they want to do this more than this. They do that, you know.
How much were you making from all those brands at the peak of your career?
I was doing 66K a month on paper, 66,000.
Wow.
Which,
how much from Red Bull?
Red Bull was like 12.5.
Okay.
And it's like, and it's a lot, and then it's not a lot. Like if I was doing it now, like I would be, you know, doing investing and not just spending money and doing, it would be so different.
Right.
Then it was just money's coming in. I just spend it every month like fucking idiot. And
700 grand a year. How long?
Yeah, I did.
How long were you making
years
that for?
I did 700 4 years in a row. And by the way, for you who doesn't know anything about taxes and the difference between the wealthy and the poor,
they take a lot of that.
I paid 15. No, I only paid 15 grand on 700.
Why?
Because you are incorporated, so it's getting paid to a corporation, and then you can write off everything. I spent the whole 700, so I write everything off.
Right.
And you pay taxes on what's left.
Well, you're spending, you're writing off like the bottles in the club and shit?
Everything.
Really? Because that's just part of being a skater?
Part, it's, you know, you're hosting, entertainment, whatever. It's just, yeah, chains, everything.
You really felt like you spent all of it? Like,
I mean, some months I literally borrowed fucking $2,000 from my mom before, who worked at Applebee's as a goddamn bartender, like 1 month after spending through my fucking money that month, you know?
Do you look back on that and regret it?
No, I like learned so much, but I was like operating like a poor person. Like you can be poor at higher levels, and I was just like poor person with a lot, you know,
yeah,
but it's still poor person mentality, spending what's coming in, just living check to check, you know. And after that, and then like going through 7 years of like being broke, which I just finished going through, I became a full man, one that bothers men in the room who part of their pride is placed in their wallet.
Right. Do you feel like all the partying and stuff that you were doing, did that all start to take its toll on your actual skating, or did you manage to stay pretty like motivated?
No, I wasn't. That was never an issue when I was skating. You know, okay, what I mean? Like it was until 25. You know, it was literally just like one day I was out like doing like a Plan B ad, like jumping down some stairs, and I was like, "Fuck, I'd rather be in the studio making a song right now." You know?
Right.
And just like I had some type of spiritual moment shortly after that, and then either way, I just, okay, it was as simple as that. I arrogantly thought it would be a smoother transition, but by grace of the universe and understanding, having a cosmic intelligence exist beyond us, I went through a lot harder path, but it was, you know.
But so did you, from the very beginning, were you sure that you couldn't be a pro skater and really pursue your rap dreams at the same time?
It was like, I got to the point where I was like, for me as an artist, when I originally started it, I was like, I had a breakdown sermon at a church where I was crying, and the next day I had a music bug, and I was like, fucking, oh shit, this is gonna be a problem. Like, I don't do hobbies, you know? And I didn't really know what. And then like 2 years later is when I pulled that trigger prematurely. But I thought to myself, okay, something about this, if I jump out this window now in faith, it will align me with some higher fate. You know, and I did, and I just knew that much, that little like whatever, say him and myself, and I did, and it aligned me with some higher fate, which was going through certain walking through struggle that made me a certain respectful person. I don't litter, lie, or kill insects now.
And not even an insect.
Not even an insect. I catch spiders and walk them out of the fucking studio, and they are like one of my childhood fears.
You vegan?
No, which is funny, but I couldn't kill the animal.
Right.
But I'm definitely inclined towards it. You know.
Uh huh. So how do you feel about how that transition went? Like when you started putting rap stuff out, it almost felt like it kind of became a meme sort of early on.
Yeah, it was, I can't say it was tough. I was like surprised how harsh people were, but that was one of the most beneficial things. And say dealing with something like this thing with the Niger thing, it's cause he like responded to my shit and wrote some long comment and whatever. I laughed at this at first, dog, but then like called, this is what you need to do for attention, this and that, and all mad and calling names and fucking whatever else he said. And I'm like, really, it was like, I just was like, you keep offering this to me, fine, I can use this to my benefit. If you keep giving me like dough, I'll make a fucking pizza out of it.
Right.
You know? And it was at the beginning when I first retired to do it, it was tons of people pouring this energy onto me, and I learned things about, like, you know, love starts with self and then ends with everyone else. You don't speak out doubts if you don't have them in yourself. You know, I won't talk about golf if I don't think about golf. So when people are telling me, oh, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, I understood it was like stemming from fears and doubts in themselves, and over time was able to, you know, back up and recalibrate and have even an empathy for that.
Right.
Now I laugh at comments and I base them. Well, that's funny. And I base them. Perfect timing. And I base them back with truth. You know what I mean?
Right.
To hopefully rise up in them, like, realize why they're fucking saying shit, you know?
I feel like a lot of people in skate probably, like, didn't know what your stylistic influences were at the time that you came out. I felt like you were very influenced by Lil B and the whole based movement.
No, I was just probably a little based at the time.
Yeah.
And I started a certain way. I was inspired by, like, say, like, Wayne and Jay-Z, their process. So I would write the whole 16 bars in my head, and then I would, like, record and not punch, and I had a certain strict regimen. And over the years, I've opened up and done things different ways, and now I, like, you know, freestyle, catch melodies, a lot of stuff comes out, and just build, like, you're just painting naturally. But nonetheless, that early process that I was rigid on slowed things down, probably, like, writing abilities and delivery, you know? But it built something better later, you know.
What do you think is, like, the status of your rap career now in terms of, like, how you feel about where you're at?
I'm happy for the first time. Like, it's we have liftoff, you know. Mm. We have a fucking foot in the pigeonhole, and I see clear movements from here. How you can, you know, play chess and make the next moves and move forward, you know. And the quality of the music is different, you know. And I know what is out, and it's the first time it's, like, detached, and you're not emotionally, we're, like, close to it, you know. It's just like, okay, this song's right, this mm-hmm. one's whatever, you know.
Nice. Do you still use the J Casanova name?
No, I just my name right now, but I have, like, a project done, and I think what I'm gonna do is, like, because I also, like, don't love labels and boxes, is, like, this first one I'm gonna call Mr. Scott, like, spelt out Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R, and then my middle name is Scott. And, like, I think each time I drop a project, I'm thinking of, like, I have these different, like, maybe pseudos and things I'm drawn to. Like, this guy's Saint Germain, you know? Maybe put out one under that, you know, mm-hmm. put out. And it's just, like, you know, your little autograph sign off on the thing there. I don't know. Don't really care. Call me what you want. Just fucking...
Different identities.
But not even the identities. Just let the music be fluid and be able to change and shift and, you know?
Right. Sort of adapt to your personality.
Yeah, and I like growing and shifting music and also whatever.
You know what I used to like is, like, I forget, you had some lyric about, like, how your magnums would always rip.
Dude, that's fucking, I still hear that to this day. That's the first song that came out. It was on, like, World Star as a Soldier Boy.
Was it
100,000 million yeah. remix and some magnums would I fit.
Magnums would I fit.
Magnums.
And they still rip.
Often they still rip.
Yeah, that shit was tight.
Like, 1,000 bitches, damn. Yeah. Still ain't got no kids, some shit.
Isn't that crazy? You ever think that's you might be sterile?
Oh.
You never got a girl pregnant?
No. I mean, yeah, maybe. I've you know, been on the end of, I don't even need to put that out there. But yeah, maybe once.
Yeah, I fucked so many girls raw.
But I pull out,
I never fucked up.
I pull out, dude, yeah.
I pull out religiously.
Pull out on time, right? Wipe the tip. There's an art.
Wipe the tip. That's a fact. Before you put it in, sort of just drag your finger yeah. along the urethra. Just make sure there's no residue.
Maybe that sounds painful, but, you know, like...
Not like...
Use a sheet or a shirt.
I'm gonna get in there. A shirt!
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Use your Gucci shirt. It's better than having a fucking Gucci-ass kid.
That's a fact, man.
Right, I mean, right now.
Gucci kid. Yeah. Damn. No, I mean, I see, like, people, like, rappers and shit who buy their kids matching Gucci outfits. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, a little kid, like, they just fucking... fall and get dirt all over their shit,
yeah, right,
and, like,
huh?
That's just all they do is just dump food all over themselves. Mm-hmm. They are not capable of understanding the fact that they're wearing a $500 shirt.
Nope. And I was that kid before as well, you know, when I was a grown kid, you know.
Yeah, but my parents never bought me Gucci, thank God.
No, I just meant, like, in my career, yeah, when before I've, like, went through that shit, I was like a kid wearing that stuff, you know. I don't know what the fuck I'm wearing.
Yeah,
I don't understand the value of someone else's struggle, and then I'm fucking spending 20 racks on a chain that looks like it's 50 for no fucking reason.
Yeah, that's a fact. Do you, when you look at, like, your financial decisions back then when you were really, like, balling out of control, making all that money, like, do you think that you wish that you had made smarter decisions just so that you could be really chilling now, or what?
No, because I see a certain fate in front of me, and I have certain creations and brands and stuff, and I see a lot broader, wider future that I couldn't have. What I gained internally, I couldn't purchase it. I wouldn't sell it, you know. But were I to be able to like revert in time and retain the same wisdom and knowledge, I would 100% not handle the money the same way. You know what I mean? But were it the choice between fucking, you know, just having it and losing whatever, or just being given whatever mind frame I would be in after all this time, or like being where I'm at, I'd stay where I'm at, you know?
Right. What did you say?
And last thing, and in the vein of that also, I fucking love making music so much at this point, I'd rather make $100,000 a year off music than $10 million off skating. You know what I mean? Because that's what I'd rather be doing. So I don't give a fucking, if you're telling me I can't eat nothing off it, well, clearly at this point I'm not listening.
Do you still love skating?
Yeah, I love it. When I do it, I try to do it to the best of my ability and do creative stuff. I want to do one more part at least to... It's the first time too that I see the part in my head, and I like have a song picked, and I see how it flows before. You usually just film, and then you pick a song and it goes to it, you know?
Sort of figure it out.
But
after,
I have this song, Clair de Lune, Claude Debussy, like a classical song. I do all this very, like, call it ledge ballet if you want, fucking technical skating, very beautiful, graceful, slow-mo stuff, you know, into this nice dun dun dun.
That sounds tight.
Yeah.
Is anybody else in skating that you have any issues with at this point? Do you feel like Gary Rogers ever offended you on Skate Line?
No, but he definitely made his fucking shots.
He's taking shots, but yeah. He never got to you?
No, when we met in person, too, he was like very just, hey, you know, I'm fucking...
Yeah, he's the coolest dude.
Yeah.
He really, when I interviewed him, he really made a point of letting it be known that he's not a bitch, too.
Really?
That when he talks shit on Skate Line, it's because that's how he feels, and if somebody... got something to say about it? All right, bet. Let's do something. Like, you know, he really wanted to make that clear. And he wanted to make it very clear that he actually does skate and that he actually is very into, like, skating. Like, he's not a pro,
fan.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loves it. He's definitely like him. He loves it probably more than a lot of pros do. That's how it happens. Fucking get into something and...
I'm always trying to convince Gary to move out here and do stuff for No Jumper, but he's like,
really?
Nah. He's like, I can't fuck with the rap shit.
Oh, that's funny.
He's like, they're too crazy. I don't want to be around all that shit. He's like, nah.
That's funny. I like how he told me before I came at him. I text him, I'm coming, whatever. He's like, all right, it's cool. I just, I'm doing an interview with a rapper right now.
Yeah.
And I said something like, that's funny. And he said, like,
a different rapper.
Yeah. He's like, a different rapper, like saying, like, oh, like, I'm not trying to say you're not a rapper.
Yeah.
But I really didn't take it that way. I took it more, honestly, I took it more flattering. Like, I transcend hopefully being just a fucking rapper. Or,
well,
you know what I mean?
I just didn't want to say, like, the rapper's name, because I figured you probably wouldn't have heard of him.
I figured that much, too, which you... Yeah.
Not just because he wasn't very well-known until he had this whole thing where he sort of faked his own death and everything.
Wow, that's impressive.
And then people were kind of tripping about it. But he is a good guy, and he actually has some dope songs. So.
Yeah.
Shout out Project Youngin for the record.
Project Youngin. But, yeah, you were right. Now you knew that I probably wouldn't. And just it was just funny. My mind analyzed quick, and I was like, that's funny.
I noticed that one part of your life that hasn't changed at all is that you're still a fucking fashion icon. You got the overalls with the one strap.
Oh, yeah, this is my boy. Would love it if you could see this real quick, too. He supports Dreamers. It's
okay.
Dreamy.
Support the Dreamers.
Yeah, support the Dreamers.
Got it.
Marcus Dreamy, you probably know him. Tatted up.
Support DACA.
Yeah, support DACA.
Fuck ICE.
Fuck ICE.
We're down with the immigrants. If there's anybody out there who's watching this and you're an illegal immigrant, drop a comment down below and say, I am an illegal immigrant.
I yelled ICE at these Mexicans the other day by accident, but I was yelling something. We had something like ICE fucking, literally there was a thing like ICE cooler or whatever. And I was yelling whatever it was. I don't remember, ICE cold or something, that like people out the car window. And I just yelled ICE and then noticed they were like, you know, maybe that meant something to them. And I stopped like, oh my God,
that's
my friends
fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
No, that Migos song, ICE, 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 oh. ICE.
Just play that driving through. Fucking.
That's fucked up. Nah, we definitely should not be playing that. We can't be playing that in the Mexican neighborhoods right now. It's just too serious right now. Yeah. People are getting taken away from their kids and shit. That shit's fucked up, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't say anything on Twitter or anything, but man, I was like just thinking, like, this shit's fucked up. People are really getting taken away from their kids. They're never going to reunite them.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in my fact that I let this thing be just a little bit to the point where I wanted to hunch the whole time when really I could have just taken it into my own hands.
Yeah, you could just come in here with a set of tools, sort of adjust it to whatever you want. I'm always going back and forth between sitting up or sort of slouching down, you know?
Slouching's nice. This is not really a slouch chair.
No, that chair is more like sitting on like a bubble or like a ball, you know?
Yeah.
So what's the overall Jeremy Rogers mission statement at this point in terms of what you're trying to do with your life, what you're trying to accomplish?
I have a... Fuck. Sometimes, like, I battle between, say, or at least right now I'm doing it, between, like, certain things, like, saying things, because some things it was premature, and I say certain things, and there's, like, functionalities and great things that maybe are, like, existing now, mm-hmm. and I didn't, you know? But there's certain things that I've been given, like, functionalities that I want to exist, and I guess one of them, you know what, maybe it's a safety net if I say it on here, because then it's, if someone takes it, they took it from me, I wouldn't mind the pat on the back at very least, but this is a functionality that someone is going to take, and it's really at the tip of my pyramid of contribution that I think I can make to the world, you know? So it is it was given to me some years ago on a single bass platform. So an artist each month would give, say like on the 15th of the month, a different artist each month would give one single, dollar minimum, fan can donate as much as they want. Radiohead did an album for $5 minimum, fan could put as much as they want, and 100% proceeds go to the charity of their choosing. So I've been sitting on that thing for a while, and then it was called something different and it shifted, and now it's called Humana Beats. Humana is like the voice of the people. This would be just a functionality, and I would call it like crisis judo. So literally, so the way it will work now, which is flawless, is in a streaming based world, when something like say Puerto Rico happens or Vegas or whatever, all different artists, they can turn their song, their streaming rights over for a duration of time. So they say, stream my catalog for this day only, for this week, you know, and 100% of proceeds go to these fucking causes. And it's kind of a joke that it doesn't already exist. And
really, yeah.
And it's something like, you know, I know Jimmy Iovine, and he could bring it to his dad. You know, people could try to steal it. I have a good relationship with Rex Kudo, who did Post Malone's music. I've told him about it, and he gets it. You know, and certain people, some people are like, oh, the labels won't. Da-da-da. It's just it doesn't, fuck labels. It doesn't matter who, what. You know what I mean? It's just
labels can't stop the philanthropy.
They can't stop the philanthropy. And it's just, it's simple, you know? And it's that for me is one thing that if I didn't go through like the struggle time, that wouldn't have came, you know? It doesn't really matter if I create it or whoever does. It would be fair. It'd be nice to involve me in this thing if you go forward and try to whatever.
That's tight. Yo, I'm going to do a clip from my vlog because I forgot, please. I got to get one. Yo.
Yadada.
I did an interview with Project Youngin before. I forgot to get a clip of him, but now I'm in here with Jeremy Rogers.
Yeah, to me.
Right. Talking that real shit. We're on live stream too, on an alternate channel, which I might have to explain later. But yo,
webcam.
Shout out to Jeremy.
We're webcam hosts.
How you feeling? You got anything you want to say to this audience?
I don't know. Look at my shirt, dude. I didn't even realize what it said, dude.
Pounding pussy since forever. Wow, hustler. That's lit.
That was like a Coke shirt.
That is cool, man. Pounding pussy, gang shit. All right, thank you. All right, yeah, anything we should talk about? You want to talk about before we get on the road? Anything?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
I feel like I learned a lot, and I'm glad. I want to know what Nigel thinks, and I want to know if he wants to come in here and respond, or if we want to do some sort of debate, or if he wants to enter your sort of academic decathlon that you proposed.
Yeah, I mean, but that would be, come on, it would be funny, at least in skateboarding, everyone from skating would fucking tune in and watch this fucking triathlon.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, this would be funny for me. I mean, to be honest, he brought it to my doorstep, so it's his bad, but I can't really lose at this point. It doesn't matter to me. It's just entertainment at this point, you know, and fucking...
Yeah.
People want to see it, and he wants to fucking do it, well, we can do it, you know?
Hey, man, if he wants to do it on here... Let us know. It could be fun.
Fucking sell fucking whatever. Monetize it as well. Might as well eat.
Do you want to bless us with a freestyle before we go?
We could.
100,000, 30 million.
Yeah.
Start with that.
Yeah, start with that. Swag on a pedestal. Watch what the metal do. Send out shots that embed you. Edit you. Get it do. Remove you. Better get a tool. Better get a tool and a brand new pair of track shoes. Or wind up in the trash like a letter labeled past due. Past June, I became a tycoon. Look up, I see a glass roof. Look down, I see my shoes. Take the world by monsoon. I you. Excuse me, as I rip your hometown booth. Say that I should write sooner, I just might lose, but I keep doing verses behind my eyes as proof. I can do as I choose to. If I choose to, it be not you and you.
Wow. That was actually pretty good. I was actually getting really into that.
Oh, really?
I was just thinking about what you're saying, man. That was fucked up. You got to me, man. Hey.
That's funny.
That was fun. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Okay, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, we got quite a...
We've been talking about doing it for a while.
We got a net... Well, I got to ask you this. You know about Wrecking Ball?
Dude, you know what's so funny is, yeah, he used to fucking come at me on the internet and,
oh, he did.
And try to be like fights and all this stuff. And he just came out here and then he'd been hitting me up and he wanted to like get in. He was like, oh, no, rap to him. I'm like, dude, honestly, I take that shit really serious. Like, whatever. But
you want me to FaceTime right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's do it.
I was going to put him in the Nigel video and then he got all like, oh, I don't know if it's good for my business right now.
Right.
Because I just want him in the video like just for fun, flex. Wrecking Ball is this big ass gnarly dude from Skating, which you guys would know actually if you're watching, because he just came on here.
I mean, he just did, yeah. What's up?
Whack. Whack.
We out here. What's going on?
What up?
What's up, dude? A
couple of East Coast legends. What's happening?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, that's chicken what I'm pizza? Talking about.
Pizza, yeah, chicken, huh?
You already know.
What you on?
Chicken and rice.
Oh, yeah. We were that just talking about you and Jeremy's relationship here. What do you think of him?
I mean, I don't really know him all that well. He thought I was trying to beat him up the other day, but...
No, not the other day, but you were in general. But the other day, I just tried to clear the air. I'm like, Weck, if you're trying to beat me up, I'm really not trying to come see you right now. I'm not in the mood.
I'm trying to jump on a track, bro. What the hell?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Weck and Ball's trying to make moves in the rap game, just for the record.
I know, dude.
Yeah, my boy got the studio laced up at home, dude.
Dude.
Shit is looking good.
You guys do that together, and we put it on No Jumper, game over.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
We'll see.
Dude, we'll be on the cover of Thrasher in no time.
I like Wack. I take my music. I take music serious.
Forbes magazine.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
that's
good,
man.
Nah,
we'll
the
be
source.
On the cover of Forbes magazine.
Maybe Forbes and Thrasher will do a collab, like, issue for us.
I'm with that.
I think they might change it up. All right, yo. I'll holler at you, bro.
Love you, Wack. Yeah. Bye.
Much love. Yeah, I'm trying to do an episode where he gets on the air with Beeble, too, and they fucking sort of tough it out.
Really? That would be funny.
Because they really have beef, I think.
Do they?
Weck's been making fun of him real bad.
See, he just does that to try to get
it,
you know.
Like,
so that's why I thought
it would
be funny to put him in the Niger thing. And it is working. So I was like, hey, put him in there. Because he had his boys, like, threatening me. When we see you, better watch your back, loser. And they spelled it with two O's. I'm like, it's fucking one O, loser.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Now, I like what Weck does because, like, a lot of people talk shit. But his whole thing is, like, he talks shit. But then he also goes in the gym. So it's like, if you want a problem with me, all right. Like, at least I'm going to give you a good fight.
I'm showing up.
I'm showing up. I will be there in the squared circle. For sure.
I thought he'd be funny in the background with his headdress right after.
Yeah.
It took too long to get it done, and he got a little, just like, probably second thought, like, I don't know, that's good for my business right now. Isn't that? I'm like, what are you talking about? That is your fucking business, Weck.
You see the interview he did where he had the fucking chainmail on top of his head?
Yeah, I wouldn't even wear that,
too. Shit was hard, yeah. I mean, if you got in a fight with him and he was wearing that, that might offer a lot of protection.
I would be fucked, dude. I would fuck your knuckles up, dude.
But it also might help fuck him up, too. You hit him and he got that thing on. Is that going to, like,
it presses in like a ring, yeah. You're
maybe?
A good thinker, see? You think on both sides of the sword.
I'm thinking these things out. Wrecking Ball, he's just going for the gusto.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yo, man, I appreciate it. I've been looking forward to doing this interview for a while. Thank
Bless
you, brother.
You guys.
Make
Live
sure
free,
that Chris.
Dreams, fear of human opinion, disabled
Chris
success.
Long, take a picture.